Now we come to the 115th Psalm. They sang this in the upper room, the time of the Last Supper. Our Lord sang all these psalms, and we do not have the writer of this psalm given. I do not know who the writer is, and they think that it was written by someone that was celebrating the remnant's return from the Babylonian captivity. I like very much the idea that what we have here in this psalm, actually, we have three stanzas, and we have the congregation singing here beginning at verse 1, and then the Levites, verses 9 through 11, and then the congregation again, 12 through 18. You may disagree with that, but be that as it may, it would seem to me it could be divided like that. Now he says here, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and thy truth's sake." This is the fact that the nation Israel now is taking a very humble place, and they are now trusting God. They have not been doing that, but now you've come to the millennium, and you can see that singing this during the three feasts bound to make an impression upon them. And the heathen round about them, though, were saying, "Where is your God?" Verse 2, "Wherefore should the nations say, where is now their God? I thought he was to deliver them." And here, because of their sin, they have been sent into captivity. Verse 3, "But our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." Now, God has done this because it's according to his will, his plan, and his purpose. And they're beginning now to accept that from God. And now he gives this apology against idolatry. Will you listen to it? It says, "Their gods are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." Our God is in heaven. He is the creator. He is a spirit. But their gods are gods they've made. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. Paul, you remember, called idols nothings. That's what they were. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They make their gods with all of their senses, but they don't use them. They can't use them. They have hands, but they handle not. In other words, their God cannot help them. Isaiah probably has the finest satire against idolatry you'll find in the Scripture. And he makes the distinction like this. He says, when you make a god, you go out in the woods, cut down a tree, and you shape it up, make it into the form of an idol, and you take what's left over and you make a fire. And actually, that's all that helps you. Now, the idol, you have to lug it on your back and carry it back into town. And then God says, "I, the Lord, I'm the one that's carrying you." And the thought is this, does your God today carry you, or are you carrying him? A great many people, the religion is a burden, and it's something they have to carry on their shoulder. Well, does God carry you, or you carry God? It's very important, and if you have to carry him around, then may I say to you, that's idolatry, a modern form of idolatry. And so here, they were ridiculing these people.